Those things that he holds when he's plowing?
No, it's not the same thing.
What's that?
Shooting the pine. That's, they call it a line. You hold over the strap to hold it in the ground.
I see. You ever heard anything called a lead horse?
Yeah, I have heard that a horse leads a horse around. But we didn't ever have a horse. We always had mules. And that's what both my husband did. They tied mules. We never did have a horse. But we had a goat. But we never had a horse.
What did they call a male goat?
I don't know what they call a male goat, but they call a goat, they call a nanny goat. But I don't know.
Was it a Billy goat?
Called him Billy or something like that. And the girl, they call her nanny goat.
Mm-hmm. I see. See, if somebody slipped and they fell that way, you'd say they fell. Which way?
Fell on the back.
Or they fell back?
Mm-hmm.
If they fell that way, they fell.
On the face.
Or they fell forward?
On the face.
Okay. What do you call those trenches that are cut out by a plow? Those are the...
By a plow? I don't know.
The furrow?
Hmm?
The furrow?
I don't know.
Okay. All right. What about, have you ever heard of people shocking wheat or piling them up into a shock? Or oats?
You ever do that?
Shocking oats or putting them in a shock?
Oh, yeah, I see them down there, but we never did use the oats. I see them cutting the oats, but not how they twist the oats, I don't know.
I see. Okay. Let me ask you about this expression. If you're talking about how tall you are, you might say, well, I'm not as tall as...
Is she?
Or she's not as tall as...
I am.
Or if you're talking about how well you can do something, you might say, well, he can do it better than...
And I can. Or I can do better than him.
Whatever the case may be. Some people say that they're just two kinds of bread. There's the kind you make at home, you call that homemade bread, and the kind you buy at the store, you call that. What would you call that kind that you buy at the store?
Well, I call it night bread, you buy light bread, you buy farms, if you buy, what you make, Samuel, you call it, bone.
Yes, ma'am.
Called bone.
I see.
And then they got that little bone way there. You call that for hot dog.
Right. Okay. You know, sometimes when you buy bacon, it's got kind of a tough edge on it.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call that part?
Hard skin, all I know.
Okay. And say if you keep your butter too long, you say it's done what? You know, if you keep your butter too long, you say it's done what?
It says it don't taste good.
It's got
it's over. Anything you keep too long is not going to got no taste to it. That's what it is.
Do you ever make any kind of cobbler? Maybe like with apples in it or peaches in it? Or blackberries, some kind of cobbler?
No, I mix pies. I mix apple pie, peach pie, and, sometimes